it's a different game from most of the games we get to play here. One of the things I've noticed, because I've traveled a bit and played in a few other countries, is one of the few sports in North America that still has the club system. But, you know, juniors, men's, seniors, old boys, whatever. And a lot of the sports that we have, you know, you play in high school and you play in college if you're good enough, and then you're done. That's it. You're not playing anymore. So it's a chance to play a sport that you get to play and be part of a community your sort of whole life. And, you know, being here in New York, I've lived here about 2 years now. I've had three jobs since I lived in the city, and all of them I got through my rugby club, right, which is something you don't get much of a chance to if you play on a hockey team or whatever. You know the guys around you, but you're not connected to the guys who came before you, the guys who came after you. You're not part of building the whole club. So, and I think also part of it right now is football is having, the NFL is having all these troubles with concussions and violence and sort of a bad reputation or whatever. And so rugby is an alternative. It's sort of the same style of sport, and you get to hit people and be very physical and run around and everything else, but it's not, football doesn't have quite that attachment with the, or that association with the violence and the everything else. So, and, you know, people enjoy it. It's a good way to run around on a Saturday afternoon, go out, have a few drinks with your friends afterwards, and it's, you know, it's a good time. And I know for women's sports, or for women who play sport particularly, it seems like it's one of the few sports that they didn't change the rules for women's sports, exactly the same rules in men's as in women's. Unlike, say, ice hockey, where you're not allowed to hit someone in women's ice hockey, even at the very top levels, the Olympic levels or whatever. So it's like everybody else, they like to go and clobber someone on a Saturday when it's legal or whatever. So I think that makes a big difference in that, you know, it's a very equal thing. I know in our sport, like, men coach women. I've been coached by women at a high level who are good coaches. And, it's sort of a very equal opportunity thing. So it's a great place for everybody to sort of grow together and be part of the same thing together. So I think it's partly the sport and partly the community aspect that comes with it as well.